Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 and nine months FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Sahyadri Industries Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Tulsiram Maheshwari, CEO, CFO, and Whole-Time Director from Sahyadri Industries Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on the Sahyadri Industries Limited Q3 and nine-month FY25 earnings conference call. I'm accompanied by Mr. Arvind Garg, our Financial Controller and CA, our Investor Relations Advisor on this call today. I hope everyone had a chance to view our financial results and investor presentation, which was posted on the company's website and stock exchanges. Let me begin with our performance. Turning to the business highlights, followed by the financial performance, in nine-month FY25, our business performance was influenced by weaker demand conditions and persistent challenges in the rural economy. The extended monsoon in western India, particularly in Gujarat and in southern India, along with the cyclone in Tamil Nadu, created additional challenges, disrupting supply chains and impacting consumer spending patterns. These weather-related disruptions led to a slowdown in market activities. However, we are witnessing stabilization in raw material prices, which has led to a 180 basis points improvement in our gross margin, reaching 43.7% in nine-month FY25. Global supply chain disruptions and rising logistics costs have created significant headwinds, placing pressure on our operations. The increase in ocean freight cost has had a direct impact on our EBITDA margin. To mitigate these challenges, we are closely monitoring cost dynamics and implementing strategic measures to enhance operational efficiency and safeguard profitability. Coming to our building materials segment in Q3 FY25, we reported a revenue of 129 crore, up from 100 crore in Q2 FY25. This increase reflects a positive growth trajectory within the segment. Additionally, EBIT for the segment stood at 2.6 crore, a notable improvement from the loss of 2 crore in the previous quarter. Our capacity utilization for nine-month FY25 stood at 67% compared to 73% in the same period last year. This decline was a strategic decision as we calibrated production in response to evolving demand trends. We remained focused on optimizing operations to ensure efficiency while maintaining the flexibility to scale up as demand recovers. Looking ahead, we are optimistic about the opportunities that will emerge as the rural economy stabilizes. Having said that, we might witness some forex impact in Q4 FY25 as rupee has depreciated compared to USD, and as you are aware, we import one of key raw materials, asbestos, from Kazakhstan. With improving macroeconomic indicators and gradual pickup in consumer sentiments, we are well positioned to drive growth. Our strong operational foundation, combined with a disciplined approach to the cost management, will enable us to capitalize on market recovery. Now, moving on to the financial performance for nine-month FY25, total income stood at 456.2 crore compared to 483.7 crore in nine-month FY24, reflecting a decline of 5.7%. EBITDA stood at 44.2 crore, down from 55.8 crore in the corresponding period last year. EBITDA margin was 9.7% in nine-month FY25. Profit after tax stood at 15.2 crore compared to 22.1 crore in nine-month FY24. For Q3 FY25, total income stood at 131.7 crore compared to 136.3 crore in Q3 FY24, reflecting a decline of 3.4%. EBITDA stood at 9 crore, down from 13.8 crore in the same period last year. EBITDA margin stood at 6.8% in Q3 FY25. Profit after tax was 0.8 crore compared to 3.2 crore in Q3 FY24. With that, I conclude my opening remarks and would now be happy to take your questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So first, I'd like to learn about the market share. Are we gaining any market share in our geographies, or are we holding the same market share as of now? And also about the demand, what are the key reasons for the lack of demand in our key areas, apart from cyclone and extended monsoon?
See, the market share is more or less same. There's no any loss or gain so far. And as regards the impact of monsoon and that, as I said, that is impacted for Q3. But going forward, from February onwards, we see some positive vibes in the market demands.
Okay, so you are saying that in Q4, we have seen some green shoots in demand. Is that correct?
Yeah, from February onwards, there is a positive vibes.
Okay. And do we expect any further reduction in the raw material prices?
Raw material prices won't be reduced, as I mentioned in my opening remarks also, that because of the rupee depreciating, and as you know, that 50% of material, mainly the fiber, is being imported, and that is getting impacted. I don't see any reduction in the fiber, in the raw material cost going forward on account of the rupee devaluation.
Okay, all right. Thank you. I'll call back in the chat.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ravi Shah from VRS Capital. Please go ahead. Hello, Mr. Ravi. Your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible now? Sorry, there was some disturbance.
Yes, please.
Yeah, so basically I had two questions. So how do you anticipate the fiber prices moving in the near term? And are there any specific factors such as demand supply apart from the rupee depreciation which you mentioned?
See, as I said, fiber prices are stable. And because of this devaluation of the rupee impacting to the cost of the fiber price, if you see a landed cost.
So majorly it's rupee driven.
Understood. Yes.
So my next question would be the currency fluctuation. So do you think expect this to like persist in the long term, and how is it impacting the entire entire industry?
It is going to impact everybody who is importing, my dear.
Okay.
So how long it will last, I don't think anybody has the answer of it.
Understood, sir. Thank you, sir, and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Tanya Desai from Elevate Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. I have two questions. My first
question. Can you speak a little loudly, madam?
Hello. Hello. Sir, am I audible now?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So, I had two questions. My first question is that one of our competitors had indicated that the industry has experienced a slight decline of approximately 0.5 to 1%. Could you share your perspective on this, and do you agree with this assessment? And in terms of the overall industry landscape, could you just give some insights related to the growth trends, challenges, and opportunities?
So far, whatever the results have come, they are in the line of OI results. We are at 3%, other maybe at 2%. But as you know, we are not an all India player. We are mainly the West and South. So in other markets like North and East, if they have done good, so their negative maybe little less. As regards the what was the second question? Can you repeat again?
Yeah, sir. Regarding, I wanted to ask that the industry landscape in terms of the trends and the opportunities.
See, as I said, generally Q4 and Q1 next year is always good. And this time monsoon and everything is good, and hopefully as we see the demand in the February onward, seems to be positive.
Okay, sir, got it. Also, yeah, sir. Sorry. Hello?
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay, sir. Now, also, one more question, that on the last earnings call, you had mentioned that after Diwali, there was an uptick in demand. And while we have seen revenue growth, there has been a dip in the EBITDA and PAT. Could you provide some insights into the factors impacting our profitability?
See, as I mentioned, the demand generally Q3 onwards is always a upside. But this time, as well as, you know, the prices being moved the way it should be. So both have impacted on volume as well as on the profitability.
Oh, sir, I'm so sorry, but I lost you. Could you please repeat it?
What I said is, generally, Q3 onwards, the demand is always positive. But this time it was not. And resulting, there is a lower capacity utilization. And also, we could not increase the prices. So both have impacted the profitability as well as the top line.
Okay, sir, got it. I was just wondering that, hello, sir, am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
I was just wondering that why are we not able to increase the prices?
Yeah, we could not increase the prices because the demand is not upward. Demand was at the lowest end.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Modi from DSM Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, I'm audible?
Yes.
Yeah, so I have a couple of questions. So regarding from last few quarters, there has been a commentary around subdued rural demand and pricing pressures due to limited ability to pass on cost increases. How do you see demand recovering in the near term, and are there any early signs of improvement, and also what factors will drive the turnaround?
See, as you know that generally Q4 and Q1 of the financial year always good for this industry. And February onwards, we are seeing there is a upside in the demand. So we feel that demand would be definitely upside. As regards the cost, as such cost is under control, but because of dollar fluctuation, that is impacting heavily on that. So, if the demand increases, definitely something would be passed on to the market. So, we are very positive in Q4 as well as Q1 next quarter.
Okay. And sir, what factors can drive the turnaround?
The turnaround, as I said, it is only demand, nothing else.
Okay. So the other question I had is, as you mentioned, that the extended monsoon in Gujarat and the southern region, along with the Tamil Nadu cyclone, impacted the revenue this quarter. Could you provide some details on the extent of the impact, both in terms of operational disruptions and potential recovery in the coming quarters?
There's no any operational interruption. The mainly because that area was flooded, so we could not, dispatch the material and those things. But otherwise, there's no any operational interruption.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Raj Malhotra from Crystal Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So you have mentioned an increase in ocean freight cost in Q2, and this trend has continued in Q3 as well. Do you expect this cost to normalize in the coming quarter, or do you anticipate them remaining at the elevated level?
Now it is already started reducing. If you talk about the Dubai sea freight from JNPT, it went to $700. Now it is $75 to $100. So now, from January onwards, there is a reduction trend, and we hope that at least end of this quarter or Q4, it should remain like this.
Okay. Sir, one more question. Over the past few years, the company has announced plan to expand into Maharashtra. However, the focus seems to be stalled in the land acquisition stage. Could you please provide an update on the status of this expansion plan? Or also you could provide an update on Odisha plan.
Yes. So in case of the Palghat, still that land acquisition is going on. And hopefully within next 3 to 6 months that will be resolved. There are positive signs. And we are expecting to commence the production from Q4 2026. Similarly, in case of Odisha also, land acquisition is going on because again, there are a lot of, the farmers in one of the land parcel, to bring them to a table, it takes a lot of time. So there, our expectation in Odisha is Q4 FY28.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Tanya Desai from Elevate Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. I just had a couple of follow-up questions. So my first question was that what steps.
Can you speak little loudly or little near to your speaker, please?
Yeah, sir. Is this better?
Yes, now it's better.
Yeah, sir. So my first question was, what steps have we taken to increase awareness about our product?
Can you repeat your what you said? Awareness of the product.
Yes, what steps are we taking to increase the awareness for our product?
That's an ongoing exercise, madam. And whatever, that marketing spend and architect meets, fabricator meets, contractor meets, those things is ongoing. So there's no any, neither it is slowed down and nor it is in a normal way, it goes on.
Okay, sir, got it. My next question was that are we working on introducing any new product?
In our category, there are only two products. One is the roofing asbestos sheet and second is non-asbestos fiber sheet. So in that, nothing is new other than, the value-added product designs get changed. Otherwise, more or less it remains the fiber cement board only.
So for the value-added product that you spoke about, so are we seeing that, I mean, in upcoming quarter, or are you talking about Q3 FY25? Sorry?
It was there earlier also, and it is now there also.
Okay. Okay, sir. So then regarding the, so I was just trying to understand that what is the value-added product share revenue in Q3 FY25 and also 9 months?
9 months is around 18%.
Okay.
Yeah. 9 months is around 18%.
Do we not have the bifurcation for Q3, sir?
Q3 is lower, but I think it is at 12%.
Okay, sir. Got it.
Let me correct. Q3, 9 months is 14%, not 18%.
Okay, sir. Thank you. This is very helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question to the management may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Aditya from Securities Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, we and other players in the roofing industry have been talking about lower demand. But sir, if we look at the commentary of other FMCG and consumption-based players, we have been seeing that rural incomes have improved and their rural demand has seen an improvement. But this doesn't seem to be translating for the roofing players. So if you could just help us understand why the demand in the rural areas is lower for our products when the incomes have improved. And is the lower steel prices affecting the demand of roofing sheets?
FMCG is again a mixed story because some are saying it's positive side and some are saying it's negative side. But as regards to our product is concerned, as you have seen, building material category, whether it is a roofing, whether it is a tile, whether it is a sanitary ware, everywhere there is a dip. If you go through the results of the Kajaria Ceramics has already come, and similarly, if you see the cement industries also. And if you see the steel industries also, the results are not that encouraging. So that totality has impacted the building material segment, and we are part of it. And it is not clearly the comparison with that FMCG versus the roofing solution what we provide to the market. But that is low in Q3.
Understood. But sir, with lower steel prices, have we seen customers switching more to steel sheets instead of our asbestos-based sheets?
No. We have not seen like that. No.
Understood. And now, sir, with demand expected to be strong in Q4 and Q1 of next year, generally, we see an increase in prices which the roofing players take. So have you also increased prices of our roofing sheets?
So far, not, but we are working on it. As I said, till January, the demand was not up to the mark. Now, slowly, the demand is showing some positive sign. Definitely, the price increase will happen, and it will be a gradual. Gradually, the price increase will happen over the next 5-6 months.
Understood, sir. Sir, thanks for answering my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Tulsiram for his closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. I hope we have answered all your questions satisfactorily. However, if you need any further clarification,
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir. You got cut off. Can you please repeat your closing comments?
Okay. Thank you, everyone. I hope we have answered all your questions satisfactorily. However, if you need any further clarification or want to know more about the company, please contact SGA team or Investor Relations Advisor. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Sahyadri Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.